back, everybody. It is your maybe favorite Disney podcast from the Disney Insider Network. I don't know. Your opinion is whatever it wants to be. We are News from the Castle. I'm your host, Editor-in-Chief Dempsey Pullott, joined by two very special people. One is going to be kind of quiet today because he's not feeling so well, but he's here. That's all that matters, right, Jordan?
Hello, I'm here.
You know what, Jordan? I'm not feeling too hot either, but I'm still going to be an active participant in this podcast today.
Who's that? She hasn't been here for a month, but she's back, everybody. It's Amber.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi. I'm back from honeymoon, back from Greece, and I'm ready to talk all things Disney. I haven't seen anything or done much Disney-wise in the past month, so forgive my ignorance on some things, but I am ready to jump in.
So, Jordan, we cannot talk about how Darth Vader appears in Ms. Marvel, okay? So whatever you do, don't mention that spoiler at all.
Oh, I won't, you know.
No, well, we got a handful of stories here today. It was kind of a busy week, but not really, just some, you know, some major like tidbits that dropped here and there. We'll kick it off with, I guess we spoke about Lightyear last week, so I guess we'll just start off with how it did at the box office, which wasn't really good. 51 million, which I believe it ended up in second place, right?
Yes, yep. After Jurassic World Dominion, which I've heard was not even that good, and that Lightyear is way better, so it's kind of disappointing.
I've got opinions, guys. I've got opinions. So before we go into anything, I just want to say, so it was projected to make $75 million to $90 million, which is kind of crazy. I don't even know how they come up with these projections, whether it has to do with how many people buy tickets, but I've seen projections come out before tickets go on sale in some instances. But regardless, that was what it was originally thought to make. It made like two-thirds of that officially. And Jurassic World came in first place, which, craziest thing, I actually took my son to see both this weekend, back to back. We went to the first showing of Lightyear. I loved it. It was good. But there was only 10 people in the theater, me and my son included. And I'm like, usually parents take their, like, the early showing, the first showing of a kid's movie is, like, always jam-packed. It's, like, the worst thing you want to do. You need to get your tickets, like, 2 weeks in advance. When I got the tickets, it looked kind of packed, but when I went, it was only 10 people in there, and I was like, okay, this is strange, you know, maybe it was the weather, because it was kind of nice, maybe people canceled their tickets. Went to go see Jurassic World immediately after. The theater was packed. It looked sold out, and I remember saying to myself, I said, wow, this is very telling, and the movie wasn't even that bad, I have to say. I know, I'm going to say, I know a lot of people have opinions on the film, but I think it's one of those movies you need to see for yourself to decide for yourself. But definitely, I literally saw it firsthand that there was absolutely more turnout for Jurassic World than Lightyear. Why do you guys think that is?
Honestly, part of me thinks it has to do with the LGBT representation in Lightyear, and that a whole bunch of these jerk people knew that there was a lesbian couple in it and were like, I'm not going to see this. I'm not going to take my child to see this. And unfortunately, what we've learned over the past few months is that a lot of those types of people were Disney fans. And so now if they're not showing up, that's a lot of money Disney's going to be losing. So I think that might have had a little something to do with it.
Jordan, any thoughts?
I completely agree. And I think it doesn't help as well that it came out like right in between Top Gun and Jurassic Park. And Jurassic Park, I don't know about Top Gun because I've never seen it, but Jurassic Park is like one of them borderline films where families can go see it, where it's like it's violent, but it's not too violent for kids. Like I saw some of the older Jurassic Parks when I was a kid in the cinema, and I thought it was fine. I wasn't scared by anything. So I feel like a lot of parents might be kind of testing the waters a bit by going to see the more, you know, violent film, if you will. But I do think the LGBT stuff has a big involvement as well, like Amber said, because I've seen Facebook comments and not all of them are good. But I mean, I've seen Lightyear, and to be honest, I can't even remember the kiss, the big kiss.
Like, I cannot either.
Yeah.
Dude, literally afterwards, after the, and this is probably the only spoiler I'll say, Amber, there are three post-credit scenes. And honestly, I think they're all in the wrong order because like the biggest one is after the Walt Disney logo appears after the credits, all the way at the, it's so bizarre. You'll see what I mean when you finally go see it. But anyway, three post-credit scenes. And after that, I walked out and I said, wait, wasn't there supposed to be a same-sex kiss? I don't even, truthfully, there probably was. There was supposed to be, but either it happened so quickly that I missed it, or maybe it was like in a corner. Maybe it exists in a frame somewhere, but it's not as front and center as people believed it to be. I don't know. I'm going to watch it again when it comes on Disney Plus, I'm sure, with my son a million times. But regardless, I think that that hurt it so much. And I cannot, I agree with you guys. I cannot believe that, the you can call it the anti-LGBT crowd, the MAGA crowd, whatever you want, that it kind of hurt Disney. But at the same time, I've seen arguments saying that nobody asked for this film. What do you guys think?
I mean, that's kind of true. I mean, people are like, why do we want a Toy Story film that's not even directly about Toy Story? It's like, and I guess people were kind of confused as to the premise. They're like, well, is this like the story of Buzz Lightyear, like an actual person, or was this the movie that Andy saw? Like, it's, the whole thing was just kind of confusing and maybe a little too meta for some people. Like, I don't even know. I think it's supposed to be the movie that Andy saw, but I'm like, then why, I don't know if we entirely needed that when it was first announced. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, I guess. And I mean, I still feel the same way. So I guess some people felt like it was just kind of superfluous.
The biggest argument I've seen is that if this was the movie that Andy saw, how come none of the other characters had toys? And I was like, but Zurg had a toy. I don't know. Look, I just think it's really, I've seen the over analysis of all this stuff. And I think it's ridiculous. It's a kid's movie. It's a cool ass science fiction movie. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed like the sci-fi aspects to it, but hey, I don't want to say the better movie won, but it comes down to what appealed to audiences. And maybe we have to acknowledge the fact that people are still skeptical of coming back to the theater. And with everything being so damn expensive, gas is like $6 over here in New York, New Jersey. I don't even want to think about how expensive it is in California. I know California is hella expensive.
One of my friends just paid like $8.50 for a gallon.
Ooh!
Yeah.
So imagine if you only have enough like money to do something leisurely and you have to go to the movies and you have to pick one movie. Are you going to pick the movie that you're probably, you know, you're going to like because you're a fan of the franchise, or a movie that you might not like because it already, prior to coming out, there's so much controversy already, right? And I'm talking about Jurassic World, obviously, being the movie. It's a franchise that you're familiar with. More than anything, I think there's something good in all the Jurassic Park movies, whether you love them or hate them. And Lightyear, like I said, I just had so much controversy. Plus, chances are it's probably going to be on Disney Plus in like a month. So yeah. I think there was just so many factors to weigh out here. Bottom line, did not make as much money as people thought. But the crazy thing is, I honestly think that it may come in first place this weekend. I'm not a box office expert, but you have The Black Phone and Elvis coming out this Friday. In America, anyway. I don't know what's going on in overseas, Jordan. But I don't think that there is a massive crowd for either of those. Horror movies, if The Black Phone is as good as everybody's saying, which I may or may not know is pretty good. But regardless, horror movies rarely are like number one box office hits, is what I'm saying. And Elvis, I don't think there's a wide audience of Elvis fans who are going to flock to theaters.
Also, it's a Baz Luhrmann film, yeah, and those are very, very for a specific crowd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how much that's going to pull.
So, I don't, it's possible Jurassic World can be number one again, but I think more than likely, I think Lightyear has a chance to do more. Plus, it was Father's Day weekend, and I think that may have also played a role in it. Maybe people didn't want to spend their weekend in a movie theater. It's the kickoff of summer, essentially. So I don't know, but I do believe that if if it was going to bounce back next weekend or this upcoming weekend, would be the perfect place to do it. But enough about Buzz Lightyear and the box office. We're going to start talking about Marvel like we always do. you guys have any favorite Marvel news from the past week? Amber, while you were overseas, did you pay attention to your phone at all about anything?
Well, I mean, I had my phone. I wasn't doing too much on it because my husband had my phone for most of the trip because his died, and then he proceeded to take mine and take pictures like crazy. So I didn't have my phone very much. I know that some things happened, but I don't entirely know what you'd be referencing right now. I've basically been under a big Grecian rock for the past month. So
that's what I thought. Well, cool news. Wonder Man is getting a series. Are you a Wonder Man fan?
I have no idea who Wonder Man is. So I'm going to have to say no.
So here's the cool thing. You probably do know Wonder Man. You probably read about him before. He's been alluded to multiple times in the MCU. The first time was in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Nathan Fillion was actually cast to play Simon Williams, who is Wonder Man. He's an actor, and he doesn't have any superpowers, except he's really like a good hand-to-hand combat, and he's very smart. So I guess you'd say he's like a mixture of like Daredevil and Iron Man in that respect, but he's also an actor. And so he uses that intelligence and that ability to like get into character to like do undercover missions. A lot of cool stuff about the character, but he's over the years, he's been a like big part of the Avengers. At one point he was like one of the primary leaders of the West Coast Avengers. That's just that's all comic book background for you guys. And like I said, James Gunn actually cast him to appear as Simon Williams on like a movie poster in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I think he would have shown up on like in one of the Earth scenes in the prologue. That did not happen, obviously. But also, when WandaVision came out, there were tidbits of him, or like Easter eggs, rather, that he might appear. I think that there was a character who he's related to, or that he's known for fighting against, that their logo appeared in one of the varying opening title sequences for WandaVision. The name escapes me at the moment, apologies. But also, when showrunner Jack Schaefer did an interview for WandaVision, she's actually sitting in front of a Wonder Man poster. So a lot of people thought that was an Easter egg of something in development at Marvel, or that she was trying to give us a hint that he would be appearing in the series. But regardless, he's coming to Marvel. I don't know what phase you can expect him to appear in, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, Marvel Studios is producing a project at Disney Plus with the character, and Shang-Chi's Destin Daniel Cretton is creating it alongside one of the writers for Community and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Andrew Guest. What do you guys think? I know there's a lot of information to unpack. Are you at the very least interested?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Marvel, so I'm obviously interested. I haven't seen Community or Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I've heard that they're both really good shows, so I'm excited for the script now. And you know, I think it's cool to have another like actor character. I mean, I'd love to see him kind of riff with Kingo a little bit. So yeah, I mean, I'm down, and it's Nathan Fillion type characters are very much my style, so that makes me excited too.
Yeah, no, totally. I can't even like just to think. Once I heard Nathan Fillion as like cast as him in Guardians of the Galaxy, or formally cast as him, I was like, I can't think of anybody more perfect to play the character. So,
who knows? Do you think they should bring him back?
I would hope so. I mean, they're bringing all these other characters back, right? Why not? I just think it was brilliant casting. And I would recommend Community if you've never seen it. Not just to Amber, but anybody. The season finales are always awesome for that show. There was like, I know it was like the whole thing was like six seasons in a movie. And there's still hope that they're trying to get everybody together, do a movie, but everybody's so busy. But anyway, Wonder Man series coming to Disney Plus. Hopefully we will find out more details about it at D23. And that actually takes me into our next story with Kevin Feige, Mr. Kevin Feige, Captain Cap himself. So earlier today, or recently rather, Kevin Feige told Total Film that he knows exactly where Phase 4 is going. Quote, I think there have been many clues already where this whole saga is going, but we'll be a little bit more direct in the coming months. Hint, hint, D23. Where do you guys, I'm just curious to know. We have yet, I remember when Phase 4, whatever it's called, the post-Infinity Saga was announced at Comic-Con in 2019, where we got to see the first look at Shang-Chi, Doctor Strange 2, all these shows, Hawkeye, What If, which are all now out. I did not know where the hell this is going to go. I didn't expect the multiverse to play such a heavy role. Even in the aftermath of Doctor Strange 2, I still don't know what's going to happen. What are your personal thoughts? What do you think we're going to see at D23?
I mean, I would assume this is just the multiversal saga at this point. I really don't know what else they would be doing. I don't know, you know, what Thor is going to have to do with anything multiversal, because that just kind of seems like it's set in its own little world within it. And I haven't seen Ms. Marvel yet, so I don't know if they've mentioned anything in that. But that's the only thing that I can assume where it would be going, because otherwise I'd just be like, I don't see any. I'm not good with like the Easter eggs and like finding all the little clues as to where something's going. So if there was that placed in it, it would all be over my head. So.
What about you, Jordan?
I keep hearing stuff about Secret Wars, and I have read one of the Secret Wars series, but I cannot remember anything about it, so I wouldn't be able to notice any Easter eggs towards that. I would hope they stick with the multiverse stuff, because we've spoken about it before, how we found Doctor Strange a little bit disappointing since they only went to, like, one other universe. But with like the Marvels and Miss Marvel, it feels like they're going like into a cosmic sort of realm. I don't know how to explain that, or like what they would even do with that. But I would hope they would just stick with the multiverse stuff for now. It's like a little breather after the big, you know, decade long Infinity Saga, and then maybe Phase 4 will kind of kickstart the next big thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much multiversal stuff I'm going to want, though, because it just feels like nothing has any stakes at this point.
Yeah.
So, and like, you know, my husband and I were talking about that. We're like, it almost feels like nothing matters. And it's like, okay, why do we care about this person or this specific iteration when there's like 1,000 more that could be coming in? Like, if it just really feels like nothing matters at this point, and it's almost a little sad.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the only way to curb that really is like to raise the stakes a bit more with the main MCU characters, and like maybe sacrifice a few. And I don't know, because if they sacrifice, that's the thing. Like you said, if they sacrifice like a main actor, they could still bring in just like a variant version. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
I get it. I hear a lot of Marvel fatigue. Am I wrong?
I've never really had that. I'm always just like so excited for the next project, but that I wasn't really thinking about this until Chris pointed it out to me, and then I was like, oh my gosh, no, you're kind of right. And now it's just kind of started to mellow things out a little bit for me. So yeah, I guess it is starting to feel the fatigue.
I just my biggest thing is, I agree with you. It's like there's no stakes. If Peter Parker opens a hole in the multiverse, you know, Doctor Strange can just fix it. Or if Doctor Strange opens a hole in a multiverse, Charlize Theron's just going to appear in a post-credit scene and help and say, we're going to fix it, you know? I mean, by the time this episode's out, the movie will be on Disney Plus, so I feel like I could say that. yeah, I agree. I have no idea what's going to go, but I do think there's something cosmic's going to happen. I think if there is another big movie or two-part film, I think a lot of it is going to take place in space. I can't see them sticking to Earth, especially with it branching out. We're going to have the supernatural side. We're going to have like the ground level, you know, New York City streets type stuff with Hawkeye, Echo, Daredevil, all those people. So I'm excited to know what happens or find out what their plans are. But then you see when you hear stuff about like Wonder Man, who, as I said, is just an actor who's good at hand-to-hand combat, or Nova, or Thunderbolts, which we spoke about last week, Thunderbolts coming out. It kind of just when you start, no matter what you predict, it's so crazy. You're not inside of Kevin Feige's mind. So only he has the keys as to how it all connects. So I'm very excited for D23, which I really hope is going to be the place where this is all announced, because otherwise I think he's going to have a lot of pissed fans. But nevertheless.
Well, yeah. Because, no, I mean, they're not coming to Comic-Con this year, right? That was, like, a thing?
Nope.
Got
all
it.
All D23. We also know, I forget which source, but we also spoke about it a couple weeks ago. At the very least, we will not be getting a casting announcement for Fantastic Four. I think it was Justin Kroll at Variety, right? He's at Variety now? Justin Kroll was the one who was like, do not expect Fantastic Four casting before Labor Day. So D23 is after Labor Day. So maybe technicality, whatever. Anyway, one of our last Marvel stories for the day, Samuel Jackson, bold man, literally could do anything in the world. He did post photos of him on set putting on the makeup to play Nick Fury, but as far as we know, Captain Marvel's done. Reshoots aren't expected until August, rather. What's the other thing? Quantumania's wrapped, which it's believed he has a cameo in. And a Secret Invasion, I believe, is also done, if I'm not mistaken. The only thing that's actively in production right now is Ironheart. So by default, a lot of people think that he's filming something for Ironheart. Sadly, he did not post any context. But he has the three scratches, and it doesn't look like he's going to be sporting an eye patch in the photo that he put on his story, which his story is gone from Instagram. But if you still want to check out the photos, you can check them out on the DisInsider.com. What do you guys think? You think it's a possibility you'll see him team up with Riri Williams?
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. It just kind of, it makes sense. You know, he was the one that when Tony first, you know, put on his Iron Man suit, he approached him being like, hey, we got this Avengers thing. If Riri's making her own suit, he's going to be like, hey, now it's your turn. I don't know. Maybe.
I like that connection. I didn't even think about that. He was a mentor for Tony Stark, arguably, even though Tony Stark was a grown-ass man when they met. But I could see him in some capacity, right? We know she's going to have some sort of connection to Wakanda. Maybe this is the way in which Nick Fury gets connected to Wakanda, right? He's not been to Wakanda, right? Oh, now that
I
don't think so. It's the Everett Ross has been, but not Nick Fury. Ooh. Oh, this is interesting. Whatever the case, we do not know for sure. But there, another piece of evidence that supports that he may be connected to Ironheart is the fact that the director followed him on Instagram. And I know that sounds really stupid, but in the past, usually whenever these actors and producers and directors kind of get involved, they just follow each other on social media so they can keep up with each other's updates and also maybe keep tabs and make sure they don't give off too much information like Sam Jackson has. But whatever the case, consider this kind of like a loose rumor until further notice. We're sure we'll know eventually. But if he is an Ironheart, that will absolutely, above all, make him the most recurring actor in the MCU. I think this will
He in like two episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well?
Yeah, which
I think makes me think even more that he'd be willing to do Ironheart.
It's a check. A check is a check, Jordan.
Yeah.
I think this will put him at like 11 or 12 MCU projects he's been a part of. So that's cool. Good for him. Next story. I think that's it for Marvel, but I do want to jump into some, I guess, kind of Marvel Pixar related stuff. Taika Waititi, right? He's got Thor coming out in a couple weeks, just appeared in Lightyear. He was quoted this week saying that he, with his film, which is highly believed to be the next Star Wars film, that he wants to expand the Star Wars universe. And his exact quote is, I think that the Star Wars universe needs to expand. It has to expand. And that he's calling Chewbacca's grandmother the Millennium Falcon. I don't know what that means. He wants to create something new and create characters that expand the world, because everything else feels like a small story. Do you guys agree? Do you guys disagree?
Finally.
Yes. Thank you, Taika Waititi. I love this man so much. He can do no wrong. I finally started watching Our Flag Means Death, and it's absolutely amazing and perfect. And the fact that this is his take on the Star Wars universe, this is something that I have been saying on like every News from the Castle episode since we started, is that the Star Wars universe is so massive, but everyone just keeps focusing on this tiny, tiny section of it. So if he wants to do something completely different, I am game, and he is the man to do it. So I am very excited, very just blessed to have this man in this universe.
Taika! No, my whole thing is, I think I only get scared whenever like people talk about their projects like this, because even though we know it's coming, we also know how in demand Taika is, right? How long ago did Rian Johnson announce his trilogy? Now he just finished Knives Out 2. Like, eventually people get so busy that they put these kind of things on the back burner. As much as I would love to see this happen, I'm scared he's just going to get too busy for it. He's going to do a live action Akira at some point. Yeah. So who knows? Oh, does he have a sequel plan to What We Do in the Shadows, the original movie? Like, this guy has so much.
Whoa. Does he really?
Yeah, and it's called
The Werewolves.
We're Wolves. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't get it too excited, because it's been in the pipeline since like at least 2016, like right before Thor Ragnarok came out. I think he mentioned it on a press tour.
Well, okay, you know what? It doesn't matter whatever he does have coming next. It doesn't matter if this Star Wars movie takes 15 years, because everything else of his that's going to come before it is going to be amazing. I'm not concerned, because whatever product he puts out is good. It's not like he's going to put this off to make something crappy. It's going to be amazing no matter what it is. So.
I just hope we do get to see this, because seeing him as a part, all of his contributions to Star Wars so far have been interesting. I loved IG-11. I loved his episodes of The Mandalorian, and I would like to see some quirky, you know, kind of things happen in the Star Wars universe. Maybe not always talking about the Force. I feel like he could give us a movie with just Wookiees, and it would be one of the best Star Wars movies of all time.
Well, some of the best expanded stories are the ones without the Jedi.
Yes. That is 100% true. So yeah, we'll see what he has in the cards. Stay tuned for more updates in the future. Moving on, though, we have some, I guess we should just talk about this now to segue into the other live action Disney stuff. Guy Ritchie was picked as the director of Hercules. How does that make you feel, Amber?
Well, right now all my brain wants to do is go Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. And I just, yeah, I don't know why it wants to do that. But I feel just kind of ambivalent about it, I guess. I liked Aladdin. There were some choices that were made in it that I wasn't entirely on board with, some of, like, especially in oh gosh, what's Aladdin's solo song, like One Jump Ahead of the blah blah blah, and like the weird kind of speed up slow down parts that happen in that song. Yeah, and just some of the odd stuff like that I'm a little iffy about, but in general his stuff has been good. So like, what else has he done? I can't even remember.
Ritchie's done all like the what's the name of them, Snatch. He's done the Jason Statham movie that came out a couple years ago, Wrath of Man.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, yeah, I liked The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Okay, I loved the Sherlock Holmes movies.
Oh, yeah.
So that, yeah. So he's done some good stuff. He did The Gentleman. The Gentleman is like, if you haven't seen that movie, it's so slept on. Watch The Gentleman. Yeah, it's so freaking good. Pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It was quite a surprise. I was expecting Matthew McConaughey to pop up with a British accent, and the fact that he did not, and that he was the one that seemed so out of place, but he made it work. I love that. But no, Guy Ritchie, hello, Madonna's ex-husband. That should say enough.
Guys. What does that even mean?
Exactly. It has so much meaning and so little meaning at all the same time. It makes so much sense. Look, I promised Skylar I would talk about my theory about this. I do not think he's the director. I think this is a red herring.
Oh, really?
What?
This is a personal, I'd be happy if it was.
Guys, this is personal theory. Do not take this as gospel, please. So, Aladdin, yes, it made a lot of money. $1 billion, right? At the box office, if I'm not mistaken. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that I don't know if Disney was happy about, but a lot of people were not happy about. I don't know if you recall, actors were like put in brown face. A lot of the white people were put in brown face. The character Billy Magnussen played, who's like just getting so much buzz for like
Prince Anders, like whatever. Yeah, much.
There was a lot of like low key backlash, and I don't know if just think about it for yourself. Does it make sense that Disney would bring, like, maybe from a financial aspect? I think it makes sense to bring back a guy who made a successful live action adaptation. But why haven't they brought anybody else back? You know, is what I'm thinking. Why not have him do a sequel to Aladdin? And when you think about it, like, who are the producers of this film? The Russo brothers. The Russo brothers are heavily involved in picking a director, my understanding. And last week, Skylar texted me. I think he even posted on Twitter that he was in contact with somebody who they said that a director was like in the process of being chosen or already chosen. And we almost had it as a scoop, damn it, but we missed it. But it's okay. I don't think that the Russo brothers would pick Guy Ritchie. I think if anything, they would throw their own hats in the ring before they would pick Guy Ritchie. Just to me, it does not make sense. I feel like for me, Hercules and Guy Ritchie don't match. It could very well be possible, 100%.
Well, so then do you have another idea as to the, do you think it's just the Russo brothers directing as well, or?
I don't know off the top of my head. I cannot say who I think it would be because I do not know, but I just don't think it's Guy Ritchie. I think it could be a placeholder, truthfully. And a fun fact, what me and Skylar were talking about is that at one point it was believed that Kenneth Branagh was coming back for this.
Now that I would like.
But I think
that I would like.
I think he blew it with what was that, that fairy movie that came out, Artemis Fowl.
Oh God,
I think he blew that.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. Artemis Fowl was awful, but then he did like Death on the Nile, and you know he was huge on the awards train with Belfast. So
I don't know. I do not think it just doesn't make sense to me. Plus, a lot of people are saying that like. Even, I mean, for me, Aladdin didn't even make sense for Guy Ritchie.
No, so once again,
like if you look at Guy Ritchie's filmography, would you think Aladdin would be on that list?
No, when he was announced, I was quite pissed, and I knew I wouldn't like it, and I didn't like the film. But Hercules makes a tiny bit more sense to me. But
okay, wait, yeah. Jordan. Now I have a question for you. Which live action remake did you like better, Lion King or Aladdin?
Aladdin, I have to say. I was really disappointed because I was looking forward to a remake of The Lion King after I saw Jungle Book because I really liked that one. But yeah, I didn't like Aladdin, but I really, really didn't like The Lion King. But you mentioned Billy Magnussen earlier. See, I thought his character was awful and pointless, but I'm a big Billy Magnussen stan, so I supported him in the film.
No, he's a good actor. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But I think that the character felt so out of place. Bottom line.
I hated his character.
So stupid.
I think something's off. Something just screams off to me about this. And you guys can bookmark this and make fun of me when the movie's made and Guy Ritchie's still the director. Or you could bookmark this when I turn out to be right, which I probably will not be. But I do not think this doesn't make sense. Especially, and I just keep on going back to the point, is like, if Aladdin was so successful, why wouldn't they just have him do a sequel? Why not have that be like the first live action sequel before?
That's true.
You know, I know the Lion King's prequel or whatever's coming out soon, but I just think about it and it just, I'm looking at the photo of Guy Ritchie next to Hercules and I'm like, I cannot see him doing this.
I see. And I just don't really care as much who's directing. I just need to know who Hercules and Meg are. That's just the thing that that's what's going to make or break this movie for me. It's not the director. It's going to be who they cast as those two, because if they cast Ariana Grande as as Meg, I will literally tear all my hair out.
Oh, no. Yep. Same.
Like, in a good way or a bad way?
Is there a good way to tear all? A bad way, Dempsey. A bad way.
Hey, you never know.
I almost tore all my hair out when they announced she was going to be Glinda, you know? So, yeah.
I still don't see that either.
No, I why? Okay. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Like, arguably, I could probably see, like, Zack Snyder would probably make a good Hercules movie. I don't know. You think that's controversial?
Yeah, and I completely disagree with you. I'm sorry.
The slow motion, the movie would just be red or green or whatever.
This is the issue with the Snyder Cut. It's only 4 hours long because there's like 45 minutes of slow by.
I still haven't seen that. I don't think I'll ever see that. Yeah. If I can live the rest of my life without hearing the word Snyder one more time and be totally happy.
Call him Zach S. How about that? And watch it in black and white when you do. No, I'm just kidding. I love Zack Snyder, but yeah, I don't think he would actually be a good director for Hercules. For the reasons that I mentioned, the movie would just be yellow. The entire movie would be yellow. But no, I agree. The cast would be interesting, but yeah, we'll continue to monitor this. Obviously, it seems like we'll get more news once again. D23. I expect a bunch of like half-assed announcements from here till September, where they either debunk them or fluff them up by giving us release dates and casts and directors. But yeah, just stay tuned. Moving on from Hercules to another live action Disney movie coming out in less than a year, The Little Mermaid. Halle Bailey was in the booth this week. Did you guys see that?
Yes. I did. Yes. That was like one of the things I saw in my time under the rock.
It looked, a lot of people thought that she was potentially recording music with her sister, because her and her sister haven't done, I think, a project in a bit. But no, it appears that she was recording or re-recording lines, doing ADR or whatever, which makes sense because I don't know if they actually filmed her underwater, but I would imagine if she would not be able to actually sing. So, yeah. What do you guys think of that? It's kind of a story, but at the same time, it's not. She just posted a photo. If you guys want to see it, it's on our website. We have a link to her Twitter account, Diz Insider, as always. But what did you guys think?
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Some Little Mermaid action for you guys. We know a lot of people are really excited about this. And I think we spoke about this before. Like anytime we talk about The Little Mermaid for like the past 2 years, just get like blows up. So many people are excited for this movie, but I wonder if any of those are like hate clicks. Cause you know, people.
Oh, 100%. So many of them have to be like, ugh, this movie is going to be terrible because there's a black Ariel. I need to see what's happening with it now. I will never understand these people.
That's so contradictory. Oh man, they got a black mermaid. Look, I can't wait to bring my family to go check out the film, you know?
But like, it's a thing. People will completely like hate watch something, and I'm like, just don't watch it. You're giving it views. You're giving it, especially this is gonna come out in theaters. You'd be giving it money. So like, I don't understand.
You know, this is exactly how Netflix makes like so much crap. You know, like when
All Girl 2.
Like yeah, like all the horrible sequels and season twos that really bad shows get is because we're all hate watching it.
it's the new economy.
And Tall Girl 2. Did you say Tall Girl 2?
Tall Girl 2.
I do not understand Tall Girl because she's not even that tall. She's like shorter than I am.
I know. How tall are you, Jordan?
I'm 6'4", so I'm pretty tall.
Oh, you are pretty tall. Damn. Oh. You look much shorter in photos.
Yeah, but you see a picture of me next to a door, that's when I kind of click how tall I am.
All hail a tall king, Jordan Simmons, everybody. well, speaking of, I do not understand, like, on the topic of this, I do not understand, like, review bombing for it either. Especially on something like Rotten Tomatoes, which is an aggregate of, like, critics. But yet, like, when, like, normal people, like us, review that stuff, that just brings the show's rating. That it should not work that way, is what I'm saying.
That's so stupid.
It's so dumb. It really is. But yeah, hate watchers. I hope we have some, you know, hate listeners, get our streams up, but just kidding. We love you, everybody, especially Elliot. Shout out to Elliot. Elliot's a cool guy, listens religiously. But segueing, because we're going to be talking about diversity in a live-action Disney movie, there's also going to be diversity in an upcoming animated Disney movie. Did you guys hear about the cast of Strange World?
Yes. I did, yes. Cast,
which this has just jumped up to like one of my favorite or most anticipated movies of the year. It looks like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Fantastic Voyage.
Yes.
They shrink down into the guy's body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it kind of gave me a little bit like Journey to the Center of the Earth vibes.
Yeah, too, like Jules Verne, and it's inspired by like Jules Verne.
Land of the Lost. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. We already knew Jake Gyllenhaal was going to be appearing as Searcher Clade. We spoke about this last week. But now we also have Gabrielle Union. Oh, I lost the story. No!
Gabrielle Union is going to play the wife, Searcher Clade's wife. And Dennis Quaid is going to be playing his father. And Lucy Liu is going to be in it, and she's just fantastic and perfect and can do no wrong. So that makes me quite excited. Yeah,
she's going to be like the queen the head is what they call her, of Avalonia, which I believe is the place. And most importantly, Jabuki Young White. You guys know who Jabuki Young White is?
I love him, yes.
I do not. Please enlighten me.
You've probably seen his tweets.
Yeah, he changes his Twitter account all the time. He's got banned from Twitter, I think,
Yeah, and he lost his check mark.
Yeah, he's a comedian. He's an LGBTQ comedian. And he's appeared on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. He just quit like a year or two ago, but he's in Only Murders from the Building. Have you seen Only Murders from the Building?
Yeah. I still haven't seen that, Dempsey.
That was a test. I knew you failed, Amber. Failed.
Okay, well, it's not like I could have watched in the past 3 weeks.
No, season two is coming up.
Been a little busy. I know. Okay. And I heard season two is just as good as season one, which is, I don't know how, when Amy Schumer's in it, but like apparently it's still really good.
And Cara Delevingne. Have you seen the memes?
You know what? What the heck is that show on Amazon with her and Orlando Bloom?
I don't know what it's called, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
She's not bad, man. It's not a bad show. So that made me like her a little bit better.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Jabuki Young White, I've interviewed him before for a movie he did last
year. Oh, sick.
Called Love in New York, Dating in New York. And it's a love story it's about like how modern day people fall in love over social media and Tinder and stuff. Really great guy. Really funny guy. Really happy to see him. He's going to be the first LGBTQ teenager in an animated Disney movie. I think that's awesome. So
that sounds awesome in theory, but I can't get excited for all of Disney's we're gonna have gay representation.
Diverse.
It does make me a little more hopeful. The fact that this person is an actual like voiced by an actual LGBT person makes me a little more like hopeful that there's gonna be actual representation this time rather than a blank and you'll miss it. But I'm still not holding out hope, and I also, the teaser trailer did nothing for me, so I'm just kind of...
Teaser trailer was exciting. You know what it is? I kind of understand what you mean. I feel like it shouldn't be the first. Like, saying something's the first anymore doesn't do anything for me either, because, mm-hmm. like, it's groundbreaking, but it should have happened already. So you putting it at the forefront like that, like saying that this Pixar movie is going to have the first, you know, LGBTQ kiss scene ever, that might end up doing more harm to the film than anything. But I think this film is going to do wonders. I'm really excited. It looks more like I said, like a throwback to like some of the best adventure films of the last century. So regardless, we're happy for Jabuki. Really excited to see this movie. And I'm really interested to see how he plays off of the likes of Jake Gyllenhaal and Gabrielle Union more than anything. That's exciting. But anyway, moving on, we have one more bit of animation news for you. I know Amber likes Zootopia. She likes anything that's like Lion King adjacent.
I don't know how you'd call Zootopia Lion King adjacent.
Talking animals? Talking it. Come on.
That's like half of Disney's repertoire. But like, okay.
No, Zootopia Plus, which I think is kind of a cheap shot at Disney Plus's. I think it feels like a self-own, honestly.
It's so freaking funny and just so perfect. And if any one of Disney's properties were to do like a Disney Plus type of thing, Zootopia 100% makes sense. And I am so excited for this because there are so many different things they can do.
Oh, absolutely. So many things they will do. It seems we're going to get more stories from Duke Weaselton, I see here. Mr. Big.
I want Mr. Big and his, you know, like daughter and all their little like gangster Real Housewives of like the little mouse town like that. That Flash. Is 100% what I need.
Yeah, no, this looks incredible. And if you guys have no idea what the hell we're talking about, because we've just been going on without giving you the real story, Zootopia's Zootopia's got a spinoff series. Truthfully, I feel like I had read about this somewhere, but it wasn't until I saw that it was coming out this fall. I was like, oh, shoot, that's like a real thing. I thought it was like something that like, you know, a fan theory or something. But anyway, November 9th, mark your calendars. The it's going to be a spinoff series. The first episode will. Yes, sorry, I misread. The first episode will air on November 9th. And actually, if you went to the Annecy Animation Festival in France, which I believe just finished, you got to see a sneak peek at the first episode, in addition to the very first episode of Baymax. So, and that's also where people got their first chance to look at Lightyear and I think an extended sneak peek at the Strange World movie. So I don't know. This is exciting. I feel like right now is a really exciting time to have Disney Plus. It's not like 2 years ago where the only original thing was The Mandalorian, you know?
And I need everybody, and I mean everybody, all listeners, listen up. Watch Zootopia Plus, please. So that way, if we get enough people watching that, they'll maybe actually greenlight a full-blown Zootopia sequel, which I need more than like anything.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say, I feel like it's a test pilot for that. The same way I think Baymax is a test pilot to see if people are still interested in Big Hero 6.
Please, please, please. Those are two of Disney's best films that have come out. I mean, A, in the 2000s, B, of all time. Zootopia and Big Hero 6 are in my top five Disney movies ever made. They are that good. And they are so, so slept on. And I don't understand why.
Yeah, when Zootopia came out on Blu-ray, I remember going to the Disney store. Man, I feel old by just everything I just said. Man, I feel like 50 years old. But anyway, I remember wanting to go to the Disney store. I was the first person in line to pre-order the Blu-ray. And they had just opened up. And the lady said, "Are you serious?" And I said, "Yeah, I just want to pre-order the Blu-ray." And apparently her boss had told everybody that morning that the first person to get somebody to sign up for the Blu-ray could go home early. So they had just opened and she got to go home. So
oh my God, that's so funny.
Day. Yeah, that made my day.
That's brilliant.
So yeah, no, that fun little story there. But Zootopia Plus on Disney Plus this November, you do not want to miss it. Like honestly, everything else Disney, but it's a perfect segue point because it has to do with animals. And you know, this is not, actually it's not that really good of a segue.
I have one thing about Zootopia, fun fact. You won't find it on Disney Plus in the UK.
I feel like you told me because
it has a different name, right?
Have I told you?
Yes. It has a different name.
Oh,
what is it? Yeah, I don't remember, but you've mentioned this before.
It's
Zootropolis.
Yeah. And I don't know if they've changed it. When I first saw it at the cinema, I saw it an early preview. Their mouths still said Zootopia, but it was overdubbed. And I think they've changed it now. But yeah, we don't know why it is that. Like, I worked at a cinema when it first came out, and we got the Zootopia posters, and we had to switch them around eventually, and everyone was getting so confused over what the name was.
So is it going to be called Zootropolis Plus?
Yeah, it is. But I can't find any logos, but apparently it will be called that.
That's interesting. That's the marketing game. I remember when I used to work in a movie theater too. There's two instances You guys know The Butler, the Lee Daniels movie with Forrest Whitaker. So apparently some studio, I want to say Warner Brothers, owned the rights to the title The Butler. So the movie had to change its name after all the posters were put out, and it was changed to Lee Daniels is The Butler.
Why they did that. I thought that was so weird. I'm like, that's like the dumbest. Why?
Yeah, because he had to specifically, it was either that or change the whole name to the movie. So he just added his title to the movie. And then I don't know if you guys remember the Trayvon Martin stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That sad bit of news. Terrible timing, but there was a comedy with Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn called Neighborhood Watch that came out that summer. And it was, they had to rename it to The Watch. But the original title for the movie was Neighborhood Watch, so.
I remember that.
That was so weird. But I once again, that's the marketing game. But truthfully, in terms of Zootopia, that literally makes no sense.
Well, I know that for Zootopia, they definitely did like regional stuff. Like all the news anchors were different animals depending on where you lived. Like in China, it was like a panda. In Canada, it was a moose. So that would be like my only guess, but then I would feel like they would make it different for like every region, not just the UK, but I haven't heard it being different anywhere else. So I don't know. Jordan, y'all are just weird and backwards and drive on the wrong side of the road. So
on the wrong side of the road, on the wrong side of the car. Yeah. Can't forget about that.
Yes.
Yeah. And we do that because of knights, like thousands of years ago, because they were mostly right-handed. So they would ride their horses on the left, and that's why apparently we still drive on the left because of knights, even though it was like hundreds and thousands of years ago.
Oh my god. And you still have the monarchy. Get current.
Oh no, don't even get me started on that.
Can't talk about the queen, Amber. That's like the one thing they're gonna pull his internet. No, I'm just I think that's enough on Zootopia. But hopefully you guys will watch it when it comes out. I know I will be watching it, just like I'll be watching Baymax next week. I cannot wait.
It comes out next week?
Yes. Where have you been? Just kidding.
Oh my god. I'm so excited. I forgot how soon that was coming out. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thor comes out like in 2 weeks too.
Hello. Yes, I was so happy. Tickets went on sale when I was gone, and I texted my family. I was like, I'm going to try and get them, but none of the movie theater apps work in Greece. Like I couldn't get onto Cinemark. I couldn't get onto Regal. I got onto AMC once, and then the second time it shut me out. And thankfully my dad was able to get tickets for opening day, but I was like, ugh.
Well, nightmare. I just feel like you had a really good time in Greece. So that's all that matters.
Yes, this is true.
But speaking of Greece, actually, this has nothing to do with Greece or Zootopia. Our last story of the day. You guys are Planet of the Apes fans?
Yes, kind of. Yes.
The new movie's coming out. We got some exclusive details, not really exclusive, but semi-exclusive details from huge industry insider Daniel Rickman. Daniel RPK, he posted on his Patreon account this week details for the next movie, which more than often are probably right, because this guy's really good. Shout out to Daniel. But essentially, we know for a fact that the next Planet of the Apes movies will take place decades after Caesar has died. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the original trilogy, what is wrong with you? But yeah, as we all know, the end of the last Planet of the Apes movie, Caesar passes away tragically, falls out of a tree. Probably one of the most ridiculous things of the whole trilogy, but I digress. Anyway.
Are you serious? That's how he...
Did you not see the movie?
No.
What?
Wait.
I thought he got shot.
No, he has like a wound that he's like been covering up, and then he falls out of the tree. And then they're like, oh no. Oh,
so he dies of the wound.
Yeah.
Like the wound caused him. Okay.
Oh, no, he didn't die from falling out the tree.
Okay, I legit thought it was just like, oh, he falls out of the tree. Like, but the way he falls, big old clumsy.
No, but the way he falls, it looks ridiculous. Cause like,
okay, well, is it as bad as
Scar and Mufasa in the live-action Lion King?
No, I was going to say the, like, Talia al Ghul's death in Dark Knight.
No, not that bad. It's not horrible. It's just the way it happens. It looked kind of funny. But the movie's good. Have you seen any of the new Planet of the Apes, Amber? Please say yes. None?
None.
It is like one of the best trilogies of like the past 20 years.
I know. You told me about this like 5 episodes ago.
Oh, man. You hurt my heart here. Dang it. No, it's all good. It's all good. Well, anyway, it's kind of, I feel like people knew that it was going to happen anyway, but they're still great movies. Don't let that take away from them, because honestly, it should get you excited, because he was such a, he's the anchor for the trilogy, right? So the fact that he's not there makes you wonder how they're going to move forward without him. And according to these details, it seems like there's going to be a new kind of Caesar. His name is actually Proximus Caesar in the new film, and he has a plan to bring apes into the future, but it's through human technology, which is buried underground under the earth. So he decides to go on an expedition to get the technology, but in the process he wipes out another ape village. But then one of the apes from that village survives, and they want to seek revenge, and they want to stop him from accessing the technology, and they team up with a human, and that's the plot, allegedly. I mean, I would watch it, so. How does that
sound? I think it sounds all right.
Sounds like yeah. Cool. I always like to see these movies, because I honestly did not know how they would ever make a movie with just apes. Like, to me, I'll be like, okay, that's a challenge. Right, because a lot of it's going to be sign language. Not all of them talk, but they managed to do it 3 times in a row really well. And this is the guy who did The Maze Runner, which I liked the films. So I think that we have quite an exciting project to look forward to. Any thoughts? Are you going to watch the trilogy before you watch this? I mean, it probably won't be out for like another 2-3 years, but Amber?
I liked the original Planet of the Apes. I think, you know, it's good. I've heard only good things about the trilogy. I just don't know if I'll ever actually get around to watching it. They seem more like, you know, like airplane movies to me rather than like big cinematic experiences. I don't know. I know that doesn't sound great, but
you know who directed them, right? The last two? Matt Reeves. Matt Reeves. Before this was the last movie he did before Batman was War for the Planet of the Apes.
I'll probably watch them. I just don't.
Are they on Hulu?
I don't know.
I am mad at Hulu right now, okay? I'm very mad at Hulu. When I was gone, I had to update my credit card. Like, I got a new one, and I didn't realize that my current credit card was linked to my Hulu account, and so when they tried to charge my card, it didn't go through. They didn't even give me like 1 day to try and update it. They just like immediately canceled my Hulu subscription. And then because I was in a country where Hulu was not offered, they like wouldn't let me like reactivate my account.
It looked sketchy. It looked like somebody was trying to steal your credit card.
So now I'm just like stuck without Hulu until I'm able to like, now I finally got home. I can get it again, but I'm very mad at them for deactivating my account after like 1 day.
I'm literally just waiting for like Disney Plus to absorb Hulu. The fact that they have all this mature content, there's really no reason for them to have 2 separate platforms.
Did you see Greek Disney Plus at all?
No, I did not go onto Disney Plus at all. Chris is very adamant. He's like, we are on our honeymoon. We're not going to do work things. Like, I was like, oh, we have a couple hours downtime. Like, we can watch Ms. Marvel. He's like, no. I was like, okay, granted, it's because it also would have been on my phone rather than like on the TV because we couldn't get it to like hook up or whatever. But yeah. So I haven't really done anything.
It's okay.
It would have blown your mind, all the stuff on there.
Overseas. I wonder if you would have logged in with your American account if it would have pulled up all the Greek offerings.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah, when I went to I think it was France Disney Plus, it just changed to the French one.
That's interesting.
That's so odd.
Yeah,
missed opportunity, Amber. Oh well.
Now I gotta go back just now to do that.
You have to specifically to Greece, not anything closer. not a different European country. It's okay. But yeah, that's our show. honestly. Was there any bits of news that we missed this week that you guys want to bring up real fast? Anything else that you think we should have talked about?
I have two things, quick things.
Is it about Disneyland Paris?
One of them is.
I knew it. I knew it. Your favorite place on Earth. Talk to me.
Nothing bad. Nothing bad. They completed... I know, right? They completed construction on Avengers Campus, and you can now, if you have the app, you can now reserve a table at Pym Kitchen. So I'll look out for that.
Yeah, all right. What else? What else?
It's a, buffet here. It's not a quick service. So it's tables. So you book a table.
That sounds exciting. Okay. So what else? I'm scared. You started with the good news first. What's the other one?
Did you read the latest issue of Miles Morales' What If limited series?
I did not, but I saw the memes and I saw the comments and I saw
Oh, good lord. So obviously Marvel's like 85 years old. I have read every comic, but from the chunk I have read, this is definitely one of the worst ones.
Doesn't he say like All Eyes on Me?
All Eyes on Me by Odin's Fade. There's just so much.
There's one scene in the back where he's in Asgard and you see the sneakers hanging from the telephone.
Yeah. Pole,
which a lot of people took offense to. Yeah, it's bad. It's
that
bad.
That just sounds... What? Who thought this was a good idea?
Tasteless and racist. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my it's God. The only,
there's five issues and this just happens to be the only one that's written by a white guy. And it kind of shows, sadly.
Yeah, no, that's wild. I was actually excited. I remember when this was announced. I think I read the article about it. Okay, that it's the Marvel's What If Miles Morales, where if he was like Captain America or Iron Man. And I'm sad to see because I think he really would have had fun as Thor. Thor's a pretty fun character.
So. Yeah, and I don't see how he can get it so wrong. And I mean, Sarah read the first one, Miles' Captain America. She said it was really good. And she was looking forward to the rest of the series as well. But then she saw all the stuff about this one. And the writer is so incredibly unapologetic. It's to the point where it's just even more offensive. Like, he's just making jokes about it, about how, with all the controversy.
Of course, he got a paycheck. That's all that matters to him. Well, that's a really sad note to end on, Jordan. Thanks.
I'm sorry. Happier news. There was something, and I can't remember it.
Of course. Well, happier news is that let's see.
Oh, I remember now. Sorry, but you finished.
No, I was just gonna say, Turning Red is getting turned into a manga.
That'd be fun. I mean, I won't read it, but that'd be fun.
Whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That is like the most I don't care statement. Oh my god.
It's happening. So, all right, what were you going to say? What's your bit of news?
Oh, I can't remember again. It's so late.
We'll see if he remembers next week. How about that?
What was it? Oh my god, it was in my head.
It's okay.
Well, I can't remember it.
This is so funny.
This is really funny. I want to see if you remember it too. I'm going to ask you next week if you remember it. We shall see. But
he's going to remember it the second you stop recording.
The second we record, of course.
They're annoying me so much. I'm going to have to write it down because I'll forget again.
So that is it. That's I'm not even going to let him talk anymore. That's it. You gotta sit there and remember. No, I'm kidding. No, it was always a pleasure with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to hit our podcast because there are millions to choose
remember
from.
Remember it again.
You remember it? Spit it out before you forget it.
I have a prediction that we'll get a Hocus Pocus 2 trailer in July since it's coming out in September.
That's it?
That was it. Yeah,
that's
I'm just
common knowledge. I feel like somebody said we were going to get it in July, though, no?
I'm just excited for that, but I hope so, yeah. And I hope it's a full trailer as well, because why release a teaser trailer like 2 months ahead?
That's what they've been doing. They've been doing their trailers later and later and later for like
and
everything.
I hate that.
I'm like, at that point, let's just go in blind.
Exactly.
Truly, no, that's a very valid point. And I'm willing to bet we get our first look at Disenchanted at Disney Plus Day in September. But whatevs. That's the episode. Jordan, anything else you remember? You need to remember?
You can watch Planet of the Apes, all of them, every single one, even the old ones from Disney Plus in the UK. So,
if you're from the UK, that's that's great. And that's pretty much it. So we will see you guys or talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much again. Until next time, I'm Dempsey.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Jordan.
Take care, everybody. See ya.
Bye.